They do have stuff like that in food allergy needed. Well, look, you guys travel safe. Congratulations on your marriage. And Haley, come with him sometime to the radio station and join us here in the studio.
Haley, thanks for participating today.
Thank y'all for having me.
Well, anytime. It's the wrong team, but that's okay.
It's the right team. It's good to have another person on the right team.
Have fun.
Love y'all. Y'all have a great
Bye.
Day.
Bye. See ya.
Thank you.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Competing narratives. So I did post the Predict-a-thon.
Yep.
And we'll take while I'm looking that up.
Yep.
Don, tell us what you got going on at all three, Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. And you can get in today, by the way, and just at least get a quick checkup on your car, your tires, et cetera, before you hit the road.
That's correct. In fact, we've been doing a lot of that this week, and still a lot of people getting ready for the road. So we will be there and be glad to help you with your tires, brakes, getting it ready, just checking it over so you can hit the road. We will also be open Friday and Saturday if you need anything after the holiday. While folks are doing Black Friday, you can come see us. We've got specials going on with that day, too. So please, just come see us if you need anything. And thank you so much for all you've done for us.
It's our pleasure, man. And by the way, so far, with 35 immediate predictions posted, and again, $500 Dunkin' dollars. Who can't use that?
You know where I first ran into you in person, I think, out of this studio was down south.
Yes,
and maybe that'll happen again this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be
on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, it would be.
Won't be quite as warm as Mitch's.
No, it's
sand and salt water.
Don't go shirtless. Let's put it that way.
Don Duncan, by the way, has three locations: Mount Duncan in Millbrook. You can see it above on the hill above the McDonald's off Highway 14, serving Prattville and Millbrook.
Beautiful at sunset.
Yes, that's what honeymooners tell us.
Real quick, let me say thank you so much. It's Thanksgiving for all you guys have done for us and all you've let people know about us and you guys listening to us out there. We wouldn't be here without you, so thank you so much for everything you've done for us. We appreciate everything.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's
thank you, guys.
Recessive. Thank you, Don. Travel safe.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of traveling, let's say the roads move at 8:02.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, we have a little bit of congestion on East Boulevard at I-85 and on the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson Drive. A lot of that traffic, of course, coming in from Wetumpka on 231. I-65 and 85, no real problems through downtown Montgomery. We are expecting a lot of folks on the road today. So if you're out and about, please buckle up, drive carefully, and watch out for your fellow drivers. Shopping's great at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout sale is now. We have unbelievable door busters. We have Tahitian floating pearls for $89. We have diamond crosses, gorgeous, $129, $149, even $89. We have custom-made 14-karat initial bracelets, $79. Only as supplies last. Coming quick. Don't miss it. I got studs for $99. Diamond of the Art necklace is $199. This only goes through Black Friday. Every item in the place has a crazy blowout price. Don't miss this sale.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN MM707693, QX80 VIN N974053. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli, and it's gift card season.
And Jeff Baranko with Chappie's Deli. Gift cards are the perfect gift.
Chappie's Deli gift cards are the perfect gift.
I hope I get a gift card from that coffee place.
Chappie's Deli sells gift cards, and not for just coffee.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor,
David Lamb.
I'm the seventh of 10 kids, and in my family, storytelling is an art. I've been in this business a long time, and a lot of things have changed, but I believe some things haven't changed, like honesty and integrity and fairness. And to me, that's what honest journalism is all about.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Hey!
What's wrong?
Someone hit me in the head with a can of Coke.
Are you all right?
Yes, yes. At least it was a soft drink.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They range in age from 8 to 81. Those who were killed when a motorist drove his SUV into spectators at a parade in suburban Milwaukee last Sunday. The suspect being held on $5 million bail, and prosecutors allege not the first time he's used a vehicle as a weapon. Back to work for jurors today in Brunswick, Georgia. They're deliberating the fate of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of black jogger Ahmaud Arbery near Brunswick, February of last year. This is day two of jury deliberations. On the roads, the rails, and in the air, tens of millions of Americans traveling for Thanksgiving. AAA predicts 53.4 million of us will be going somewhere for the holiday. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 144 points. NASDAQ futures 27 points in the red. This is SRN News.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Almost Thanksgiving. Gonna eat a ton. Roast a giant turkey. Get a little drunk. Sweet potatoes and corn, macaroni and cheese, stuffing cranberry sauce, a plate of green beans. That one drumstick feels good in my hands. Dipped in gravy, lit from the pan. The turkey carved right off the bone. We're having dinner in my
By the way, I got a little hack for you. I read today that when you're boiling mashed potatoes to make mashed potatoes, leave the skin on and it'll just come right off when they're cooked.
I have not tried that. I've got one of those. What do you call that? That tool. What is it?
The peeler?
Peeler. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I thought there was probably a fancier name.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. It's been around forever. That particular device,
yeah.
They've really never come up with something that's better than that.
Although there are some peelers that are better. I've got a really good one right now.
Oh, yeah. Some are better than others, but there's nothing you can put a potato in that will take all the skin off and leave you with nothing but potato left.
But you bring up a good point. Potato skins are actually good for you, right? I mean, there's all kinds of vitamins.
Yes, they are. Niacin is the big vitamin in those. How do you like that? I even knew that.
Wow.
Well, you know, I like to surprise people because...
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I appreciate it. By the way, I was just texting with Danny at Food Outlet. Man, they are crushed over there.
Is that right?
People are getting the message. Cost plus 10% plus all the weekly specials for the game. If you're doing turkey for Thanksgiving, get some ribeyes at $6.88 a pound at Food Outlet and treat the family. And by the way, for refreshments, all Coke products, 12 packs of cans are $3.34. So with a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, you can get three 12 packs, among many other things. Cost plus 10% pricing. And yes, I'll be there Saturday morning. Sunday morning, rather, at 7:30.
Plus, speaking of Food Outlet, did you notice this morning some of the big stores announcing you can only get so many of these things, so many of these things?
This is ridiculous. It's just like that we can't get a real Christmas tree anywhere.
I bet there's no rules at Food Outlet. I mean, I can't speak for them, but...
I was there Sunday, and I can tell you, the shelves were full. There are no big gaps or anything like that. So take advantage of that. You know, no limits on what you can buy and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, if you like ham for Thanksgiving, and many do, they've got a ton of great hams to choose from as well at Food Outlet, three locations. Highway 14 in the Millbrook on Main Street in Prattville, west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning. Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
I mentioned my morning video this morning. Everything's a trade-off in life. And our trade-off, weather-wise, is... you know, usually we have severe weather or a tornado threat during Thanksgiving week, and it's warmer. The trade-off is we are a lot cooler than normal, but I don't see any big storms anytime soon. In fact, way into December. So if that's the trade-off, that it's too cool, I'm good with it. Total sunshine today, great travel weather, still below normal, high 64. Clear, chilly tonight, not as cold as it was this morning, low 37. For tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, we do get a quick warm-up. Nice warm day compared to the last few. Sun and cloud mix with a high temperature at least 70, maybe a little better. Scattered showers by Thursday night as the cold front sweeps through the state. Black Friday, well, we go back down the other way again. A very brisk day Friday. The sun is out, but it's very chilly. 57 doesn't sound bad, but you add a 20-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah, that's pretty bad. And then freezing Saturday morning. Cool Iron Bowl Saturday, but the sun will be out Iron Bowl Saturday. And the kickoff weather in Auburn, 60 degrees at 2:30 p.m. Not bad at all. Right now, this morning, clear skies. Lots of sun. It's 40.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what today is?
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Anything else today?
Yeah.
It's National Jukebox Day.
Here's a quarter. Go play a song on the jukebox.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You seem to know a lot about everything.
Well, what about Friday?
Everyone knows Black Friday.
Black Friday.
So, shall we get started then?
It's showtime.
At 8:14, and this year, I used to, during the Iron Bowl, make a short run to a nearby store just to see how dead the streets are.
Yeah, yeah. On Iron Bowl Saturday, yeah.
I remember going to my friend Chris's house in 2005 for my first game, and I was just getting acquainted with what an event this was. I'm going down Vaughan Road, and all of a sudden I hear police sirens go off, but not in a continuum. They just went on and off.
When there was a score?
That was the Iron Bowl where Auburn scored three times in the first quarter. By the time I got to her house, the game was pretty much over, and Auburn did win that one. But, yeah, the cops were signaling.
There were so many games. You know, Auburn and Alabama won in the last few seconds of the game. That's why the Auburn, it's always a great game. It's always a great game.
And as Bob Baumhauer himself says, you know, the two teams could be 0-11 going into the game, or 1-11 and 0-11. Doesn't mean the 11-0 team has a guarantee of a win. East of the Rockies on the line.
Hey, good morning. Look, I've got a question for Rich.
Yes, sir.
Do you get the perception from people that weathermen want the weather to be bad?
Oh, yeah. Listen, you guys love it when it's stormy and there's a tornado threat. Guess what? No, we don't. No, I don't. Give me partly cloudy. Because I've covered hundreds of severe weather situations, hundreds, and no, it's stressful.
Well, Rich, I want to let you know on this Thanksgiving week that I'm thankful for you because I do pay attention to you and pay attention to your reports.
Well,
and the vibe I get from you is that you get very anxious when the weather is bad and you celebrate it when it's good. Yeah. I don't see you as this psychotic storm chaser, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think young guys in the business are probably more that way, but I appreciate that, and a lot of people want to hear my tone of voice when a storm is coming because they can read me like a book, you know?
Well, Rich, I got to tell you, there was one Thanksgiving when my family, we were coming back from Florida where we had eaten with my dad, and we were coming through Troy. I forget what year it was, but there was a bad storm, and the only station we could pick up was an FM station that was playing
simulcasting.
Your TV station.
Yeah, they were simulcasting. Yeah,
simulcast. And you walked us through that. I mean, we could not see more than 15 or 20 feet in front of our car. And I had to go to work the next morning, you know. And well, it was just,
you just made
my
day. Give him an extra entry. Thanks, buddy.
You guys
I appreciate
have
it.
A great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
By the way, interesting, isn't it? I read something the other day. There has not been a name storm in quite some time, like several weeks, anywhere.
The hurricane season started off with a bang.
Yeah.
And then you had Ida, and you said, oh, my God, we have so much season yet left to go. But then things kind of fell apart.
Yeah, we didn't get to the Greek alphabet, did we?
We finished the regular list, down to W, Wanda. But we didn't have to go into that extra list.
Well, there are still a few shopping days left in the season for that to happen. With Adams Drugs, we always tell you local is better. People discovered that last year during the pandemic with crazy box store lines and everything else, limited access. With Adams Drugs, you don't have to go there if you can't make it. They'll bring it to you because they deliver. It's an incredible service. They always have time for the individual. You will not feel like just another face in the crowd at any of their 12 locations. I don't talk about the gift shops as much as I should, but if you need maybe an accent piece for your Thanksgiving table, towels, dishes, platters, they have all of those things at the gift shops. And the, you know what they sell there, it's all beautiful stuff, but it's more heirloom. It's the kind of stuff you will serve or use again next year and the year after. And somebody in the family will own it some point down the line. Do want to mention that. Oh, and by the way, don't forget the butt paste. Kitchen burns are not that unusual at this time of the year. You just touch something long enough to get a little heat on your skin. Butt paste will help with that as well. It's just the best thing for if it can cure diaper rash, it'll cure just about anything.
Yeah.
Dry skin, itchiness, bug bites, you name it.
Sunburn.
So get yourself a jar of that. Keep it handy. Don't forget the butt paste. To find the one nearest you, go to adamsdrugs.net. Local news, 819 Conundrum, coming up.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Marion Mayor Dexter Hinton says the city was notified Monday that the IRS had put a levy on the city's bank accounts and frozen them. And as a result, the city would not have been able to pay bills or make payroll. Hinton says the issue stems from $694,000 in back taxes the city owes, but on Tuesday, the freeze was lifted as the city made good with the IRS. Both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving, Publix is limiting customers to two each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to one per customer. Both stores blame supply chain issues. A Montgomery Christmas tradition that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic will soon be back. The Christmas parade returns downtown. This year's parade will take place on Dexter Avenue on Friday, December 10th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM, time for...
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. All right, at 8:23, some Thanksgiving odds and ends.
All right, hit me.
The most Googled turkey cooking technique is smoked turkey. It's not roast or...
Have you ever done that?
Or fried.
I've never done that. Have you done it?
I've smoked my share of... No, I've never smoked a turkey. And I would never try and deep fry one.
No. That seems too...
The big item on my to-do list today...
Yeah. Pick up the...
At 2 o'clock.
That a professional has
ready
done.
And yeah. carved. Yeah. But if I don't get it today, guess what? They ain't open tomorrow, and we'll be eating...
canned cranberry.
by the way, speaking of cranberry, yes. On the five most unpopular item list... candied yams are number one, and that's what I'm making later today.
Oh, okay.
And they're good. Made with the way my mom made them. Green bean casserole was second.
I love it.
And guess what was number three?
Turkey? I mean, dressing, rather?
Cranberries.
Cranberry? Oh, come on.
So you're not as freaky as you think you are.
Okay.
mature female turkeys lay a maximum of 2 eggs per week, which means they... have to charge at least $3 an egg to make it worth their while. White Castle has released stuffing recipes. You get these online on OnlyFans.
Did you know that they had stuffing? White Castle?
Bacon jalapeno cheese slider stuffing and Southwest jalapeno cheese slider stuffing.
Ooh, it sounds good.
Let's see. What else we got? I know there was more to this than that. All right. Thinking about leftovers, The top searches include leftover sandwich. Look, I'm not waiting for leftovers. When the turkey's hot, I'm going to put it on bread with some Miracle Whip and tomato and lettuce and maybe some bacon.
Okay, your only problem there was the Miracle Whip part, but no, I'm with you on the sandwich.
I'm just, that's just me. That's just me. Leftover soup, leftover pot pie, leftover egg rolls for Thanksgiving. Only 9 states are Googling Thanksgiving parade more than Thanksgiving football. Those states include us, Michigan, Illinois, North Carolina, West Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Not often we have something in common with New York or New Jersey, but this is one of those instances.
You and I are doing the parade in Millbrook?
It's a week from Saturday, yeah. Hard to believe. People at QuoteWizard.com have put out a run of the riskiest states to travel to for Thanksgiving. This is based on the number of accidents, speeding tickets, DUIs, COVID-19 case rates, vaccination rates, and hospital capacity. The 5 riskiest states.
Is California number one? And they're,
you know what?
They're not in there?
We could have our listeners guess that for a conundrum.
Hey, that's a great idea. What number one?
Or any one
of the top 5?
Any one of the top 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I can tell you the safest, so we can eliminate 5. Connecticut, Illinois, New York, Delaware, and Louisiana.
Those are the safest.
The 5 riskiest states to travel to for everything from COVID. DUIs, accidents, speeding tickets, and COVID vaccination rates. Name any of those 5 at 272-9228, and you'll have a chance to win a Seafood Bistro gift card. Woo. Jill will be back to tell you about that in just a second. I saw a commercial for steel products on TV the other day.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many things that steel makes that do make excellent gifts. And you know where you can get those here? Lewis Lawn, your steel dealer locally. And don't forget, whatever you buy there can be serviced there as well. Of course, they carry every great brand name for mowers, blowers, pressure washers, you name it, at Lewis Lawn. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, Wright, Walker, you name it, they have it. By the way, happy Thanksgiving to my guy. That would be Kenny Mac, MacMahon. I'm going to call you MacMahon today because it's a holiday. I'm in a festive mood. Anything you buy there can be serviced there. Stop by and see them. They're open today, and they'll reopen again on Friday. Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., or reach out early at 244-9191. Now, we have a conundrum out there.
All right.
We set up a list of the riskiest states to travel to for Thanksgiving based on wrecks, drunk drivers,
Chicago.
Tickets. That's not a state.
Well, it's the riskiest.
It should be.
We just need one of the top 5.
Actually, Illinois is one of the safest because most of Illinois is not Chicago.
Because it's not Chicago. You're right. Yeah.
It's a huge state.
Yeah, and Chicago just makes up.
So name one of the least risky, riskiest rather, at 272-9228.
Chicago is just the pimple on the top.
Yeah, it is. It is that bed sore attached to the mattress of Illinois. That was an interesting metaphor. All right, we'll check traffic and come back for your guesses. 272-9228. Let's get it over with, or I'll be playing, Taylor Swift songs.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, not really seeing any problems in the Montgomery area. We do have a little bit of congestion around Baptist on East South Boulevard and, of course, Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Taylor Road's a little bit busy, and we still have the accident, I-85 southbound, just past Shorter. The accident happened much earlier this morning, but they're still on the scene there, and it is just a slight delay getting past it. Use caution as you go by. Ready to purchase a new home or refinance the mortgage on your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, is just a phone call away at 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Duncan is unpredictable, posted for the Iron Bowl. Take a few seconds, make a prediction, and shot at winning $500 Duncan dollars. Do anything you want with your car. And we have a conundrum to give away, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. If you can name one of the 5 riskiest states to travel to at Thanksgiving, and we start with Bennett.
Hey, there's no in the world
Florida is not there.
Actually, it's not. Yeah, but ever since Ron DeSantis became governor, people have gotten better down there. 272-9228. This is in terms of...
I'd have made the same guess, Bennett. I'm surprised as well.
It's not in the top five. And I'm just as shocked to find New York and Illinois in the safest.
Right.
That's why this is a challenging conundrum. Cliff.
Yeah, how about Nevada?
Let's try Nevada. And the answer is no, not one of the top five.
Hey, listen, Greg.
Yes.
Greg, you still... I'd like to thank you guys for making my mornings and my ride home as good as they are.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man. Wow.
Yeah, sorry for the random facts this morning.
Random deaths.
That's okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was the first time random facts had a comorbidity rate attached to it.
A bit of a downer there.
We should have. Our question should have been, how many people died in random facts today?
Just a footnote this. Yeah. So... remember when this week we were supposed to have that random fact about Colonel Klink and what was the dude's name? Ernest T. Bass.
Right.
Well, I moved that one. Mm-hmm. In doing so, I apparently grabbed something morbid to attach to more morbidity, and it just kind of stacked.
Well, there's no better day to do it than Thanksgiving Eve.
I mean, Christmas Eve.
All right, so here's the deal. We need you to call 272-9228 so we can get a winner. All you got to... look, there's only 57 states. There are five that are the riskiest to travel to. And I'll give you a hint.
We've eliminated some. I've met several. So
honestly, no. One of the interesting things about this, the five states that are riskiest, all of them are very low population states.
Oh.
There's your generous hint at 272-9228. At 8:32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
So it's a chilly start. And, you know, if you're headed down to the coast, it'll be cool down there as well. But great travel weather wherever you're heading. I just heard from a buddy in Pigeon Forks and said the weather is great there. It's a little chilly, no snow on the ground. But wherever you're headed, great travel weather. And that goes for your car or if you're traveling in an airplane, because it just takes one big storm to mess up everything in the air traffic control system. Total sunshine today, still below normal, high 64. Clear, chilly tonight, overnight low 37. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. I like this forecast because it's a nice day, a quick temperature rebound, a sun and cloud mix, and Thursday's high up to about 70, maybe a little better. Scattered showers holding off to Thursday night. It's not a big deal. No thunder, just a few scattered showers Thursday night as the cold front sweeps through. Behind it on Black Friday, that's a brisk day, very chilly, high 57, sunshine, but enough of a breeze where it's going to seem a lot colder than it really is. And then a freeze Saturday morning, but Iron Bowl Saturday looks great with sunshine, cool, high temperature up to about 62 in Montgomery, kickoff temperature in Auburn, 60. Right now this morning, 40 degrees, sunshine, 8:34.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
I think some people picked up on my hint, low population state. They're the five riskiest to travel to, and we start with Debbie Kay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What do you think? Can you name one of these five riskiest states?
I think I heard you say Delaware.
No.
No?
Delaware is one of the safest.
Oh, okay.
Unless Joe Biden is there. Then you got to know. That's a whole different ballgame.
You didn't say the dumbest state.
No, five riskiest. And again, they're all low population, so since you misunderstood, I'll give you another guess.
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to get the dog in the car to take him to the
I'm sorry.
Place, but
you want to hold on and come back to you, maybe?
Could be.
Okay, don't go away. Unless, of course, somebody gets it. Steve.
Right. Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. Good morning. I'm thinking that if it's a place that's kind of dangerous, Alaska comes to mind.
Did Alaska make the top five? Alaska's, in fact, number one. Steve, way to go. Hang on. Everybody, you're all going to be in the grand prize drawing, which is coming up, but we are behind schedule here. In fact, I'm going to check traffic, and then we'll come back, because you need to tell everybody about Seafood Bistro.
I do, yeah.
All right, at 8:35.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We are busy on East Boulevard at Vaughn Road, also at Atlanta Highway at I-65. Taylor Road, a little bit of congestion there, not much. And I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. If you're inbound to Montgomery on I-85 southbound, just past Shorter, had an accident much earlier this morning. They're still on that scene doing a little bit of work there, so use caution. Keep it here for more traffic updates. The Toyota-thon is on. You can pre-order your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota, or you buy it online at ReinhartToyota.com. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard for Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, at 8:36, here with a word about Seafood Bistro is Jay Scott.
I think it's the fastest I've ever gotten a winner on this. Okay, so, or I've ever written down their information. Seafood Bistro is going to be closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. I need you to remember that in case you were planning on something. You need to get it done today. Maybe you want to get some food for the game, food for Thanksgiving. Maybe you want to do that. Maybe your appetizers that you set out for everybody, maybe that's, you know, just some of the appetizers that they have. Or you want to get a boil bag so people can just kind of eat off of the you know, graze, basically. If you would like to do that as well, you need to do it today because they will be closed Saturday, Friday, and tomorrow as well. They will open back up at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Give them a call at 279-7500. You can go by and see them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered, or just look at the menu, or go to their website and put the order in there if you would like to at theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure you put the word "the" in there, theseafoodbistro.com. And everybody at Seafood Bistro, Chef Paul, Jessica, everybody there wants to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget to like and follow them, by the way, on Facebook.
Man, we are up against it here. We want to get a couple of Morning Maroon nominees in, and then our grand prize drawing is today. So if you've called Monday, Tuesday, or today, you're in.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. Equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale, going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites, like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch on December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Every once in a while, we like to present an educational film on why we celebrate certain occasions and so forth. And we have one that tells you the story of Thanksgiving. Lights, please.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come here.
And here's Grandpa Johnny, pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
High school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
And now you know why we all get so sentimental at this time of the year.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com. where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Killey with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet. Start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
QQP VIN MM707693, QX80 VIN N9740503. This is our 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberry-in, I don't want no stuff in. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving's piled on my plate, mashed potato style. That's the greatest.
Hey, I got to remember, now that I've heard that, it reminds me of my other, we have so many great Thanksgiving parodies. There's one we haven't played, I think maybe one time this whole season.
Let's really?
That out. Yeah, believe it or not. All right, can we have the new version of Hail to the Chief? And the Chief.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Hey, you stupid bastards, it's time for today's Morning Maroon Nominee. Well, if the president can say it, why can't I? All right, earlier we introduced our first nominee, our rocket scientist in jest, and that's our moron, that's the Secretary of Energy, who cackles away, kind of like Kamala when asked about these soaring gas prices.
They're very serious about this. I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
Hey, isn't it funny? I'm a maroon, too. Because I forgot to play the cackle part.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Everybody's got to pull up to a pump this week and take out a loan to fill their tank. You ignorant woman. A year ago, we were energy independent. That's all I got to say. And now for the funny ones. Seriously, when I see that, it makes my blood boil. We were paying well under $2 a gallon a year ago. Police in Australia stopped and cited a man for driving without a license. And then they had to confiscate his vehicle. He was driving, I've heard about DUIs on golf carts and bikes and
right.
All kinds of weird, even lawnmowers. But this guy was driving a motorized cooler. He somehow managed to get four wheels on a big blue cooler, rigged handlebars so that he could steer the cooler. So even driving something like that, his cooler mobile will be impounded for 30 days, and he will also lose his license for the same amount of time. And then finally, if you're going to go to jail, go for a good reason. 63-year-old man in Knoxville, Tennessee, named Charles Doty, walked into a Little Caesars 9 o'clock Friday night to get hot and ready pizza.
Oh, I heard about this. He's going to win.
There ain't no hot and ready pizza. So the cashier said you'll have to wait 10 minutes.
Uh-uh.
No, I need something to do during that 10 minutes.
He whipped out his gun.
After he demanded free breadsticks, he went outside to wait. Finally, he comes in with an assault rifle, an AK-47, and aims it at an employee named Kimberly Smith. I want my pizza.
Wow.
At that point, why don't you just give him the raw dough and here, okay, you know, you don't want it cooked? Fine. He is now, for this failure to have hot and ready pizza, 15 to 60 years in prison.
There you go. That's why I'm giving it to him. That is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
There are times that call for whipping out the AK. Not when your pizza isn't going to be ready in 10 minutes or whatever.
See, normally I would applaud somebody that could motorize a cooler, you know, for picnics and stuff.
Yeah.
But not driving it drunk. Sorry, can't do that. All right, William Boyd.
How is everybody this morning?
Yeah.
Rushed.
Well, I'm. What's that?
Rushed. I feel rushed.
Rushed. That's how to, I mean, I've been here. I was out the door at 4 today.
Yeah, I'm headed down toward Owosso. Be passing through there in a little bit. Big city down there.
Yeah, the problem is very few people can get past it without wanting to spend a couple of days there. That's the challenge.
Yeah. I understand Rich is headed down this way.
I believe he is.
Yeah. Is he in there?
No.
No, he's already gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I was gonna offer to treat him to a cup of Miracle Whip and cranberries while we were down here in Owosso. now you were talking about gas prices. Man, I saw numbers last night when I filled up my truck that I've never, ever seen on a gas pump before. $71.
Jeez. Yeah. I mean, for me, and I drive literally the exact same number of miles every week, and it's costing me on average $12.50 more per week. That's $50 a month. Hey, that's real money to me, you know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And of course, you know, I mean, I could drive something a little more fuel efficient, but, you know, I gotta have that to tow things with, so, you know, I can't really afford another vehicle, so, you know, it's... It's nuts, man. It's crazy. Oh, you were talking about the assault rifle at the pizza place. In one of our local Walmarts yesterday, a pistol was pulled on by one customer on another customer in the pharmacy line.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's why I say Adam's Drugs, man. You don't have that kind of crap going on there. No waiting, personal service, and you'll feel it. I got to run, William. I'm sorry, man. It's 8:50. Whew. We'll take one more look at that. Getaway day traffic. Reminder, make a note, Friday, you want to get some important shopping done for that special someone on your list, make Brian Jewelry your first stop. You've got between now and Friday, of course today too, to stop by their building at 7078 East Main and Prattville and talk ideas with Lynn, Brian, and her amazing team, 3 generations of experience in helping customers who walk in, I don't know what to do, and walking out with something really great. Because it's more than just throwing money at something. You want to give something to somebody that says, I know what makes you tick. Okay. I know what you like. I know what your favorite gem, these kinds of things. Brian Jewelry can help you with that. And if you got an idea, well, if they don't have it and they're huge and very competitively priced inventory, they can create it. That's what real jewelers can do. BrianJewelry.com is the place to go for a sneak preview and a educational experience. Sign up for their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Real quick, caller Gary Garvin called in. Just wanted to wish us a happy Thanksgiving. That's all. Just wanted to pass that along. I know we're short for time on a lot of things, so I just wanted to make sure we got that in.
No, Gary's a good guy.
He is. That's why I wanted to get it out.
And don't forget Brian Jewelry on Black Friday and, of course, Saturday. Our final traffic update at 8:50. Grand prize drawing coming up.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, well, I-65 and 85 not doing too bad through Montgomery. No real problems in the city. I-85 southbound, they are still on the scene of that accident from earlier, but as I understand, traffic is just whizzing right by there now. Just watch out for those workers that are there. And East Boulevard and I-85 seems to be our busiest spot right at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Accidents happen, go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell Jane.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shut draw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed.
Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branko with Chappie's Deli. It's that time of year again. We start with grilled sliced turkey on a grilled hoagie and then add shredded lettuce
and cranberry sauce and dressing. It must be time for the Chappie's Deli Thanksgiving dinner sandwich.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Gravy. I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's
pass
like a desert
gravy.
In my mouth.
Pass the gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy boat.
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Alert, please. Look who's in the studio with us.
And Leanne's here, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, my goodness. So I heard that little song, and I think of the scene in Christmas Vacation when they got to cut
and they're
the
chewing on that turkey.
Yes. You know, they had to make four of those, and it took 4 days to shoot that whole dinner scene.
Wow, I did not know that. But I do know that the sledding scene was filmed in Breckenridge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we have been there several times, and we have seen that Walmart.
I've been to Breckenridge, too.
Oh, my gosh, one of my favorite places. I can't wait to take my granddaughter.
Did a lot of free station ski trips. Back in the 80s to the 90s. No, really, Steamboat Springs, Breckenridge, whole bunch. Beaver Village, we did that. I got to be honorary Maver.
Are you drinking?
Honorary Maver.
Are you already drinking?
No, my mouth's in a hurry. Because we're low on time. But okay. You were kind enough coming to offer to draw the chips for the grandparents.
Well, you said draw, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord, you do not want me to draw. Like, yeah, with a pen and paper.
Do a police sketch of Rich Thomas.
No, yeah. No. Okay, so what am I drawing for?
All right, first thing, we're drawing for a $25 gift card to Tucker McCann.
Woo-hoo! All right, number 9. 86.
Oh,
no, 98.
Yeah, keep it under. Draw
short
again.
Week, yeah.
Okay, draw again.
We 1 through 42.
Yeah.
How about 41?
Oh, 41. That's somebody recent.
In fact, it was somebody you were just on the phone with, Johnny G, I believe, right?
Johnny G.
Yay!
Wasn't that it? You won the Tucker McCann. You had to go, buddy. We had David Little in on the afternoon show yesterday,